What's going on, guys? In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about why going out and trying to get money doesn't work. And instead, you need to focus on becoming the person that attracts money. Here we go. Let me know what you think. Welcome back to the Taylor Jones Podcast, guys. If you haven't already, if you're on Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, subscribe to the podcast. Same thing if you're on Spotify. Like, share with a friend who needs to hear it. So today, let's jump right into it, guys. I'm going to be talking about an interesting subject today. So if you haven't already read Rich Dad, Poor Dad First, I'm going to strongly recommend you go read that book like right now. But let's jump into one of the most important parts of the book. And essentially, Robert Kiyosaki says that you should never ever get a job for the money, but you should only ever get a job to develop skills. I remember when I first read that, I'm like, bro, are you nuts? I have bills to pay. I want to save up money so that I can start a business. Why on earth is this guy telling me that I should only get a job to learn skills? And now, this is all clicking and coming together for me. Here's why. Success is not something that you get. Success is the person that you become. You become a person that then attracts money into your life. You become a person that attracts love into your life. Love, money, wealth, success, these are not things you go out and get. That is not how it works. If someone handed a poor person $1 million, I can promise you that within a month, maybe they had it for a year, that $1 million would be gone. But you give $1 million to a rich man and he's going to turn it into a few million in less than a few months or even a year, a couple years. Because they're multipliers of money. They're attractors. Successful people are, wealthy people are attractors of money. With money, they get more money. Poor people, it's the opposite. With money, they lose money. Without money, they have less money. So your target should never be to get money, but to become a person, to develop yourself professionally, personally, spiritually, in such a manner that money flows effortlessly into your life. Now, what does that look like? You might say, well, if you don't understand that money is energy, then this is going to be confusing. But if you think about money like this, money is an energetic token, an energetic flow that is passed to people that provide value to society. Okay, so what does that mean? That means, okay, well, then in that sense, what is money like? Money likes to be protected. Money likes attention. It likes to be seen. And money likes more money. So what do you need to do to attract more money into your life? You need to be aware of what you have. Number two, you need to be able to know where it's flowing. Where is money flowing? To what people? To what services? Where is it going? And then how do I get involved in those flows? Okay, so develop skill sets. How can I give back to society? How can I serve other people? Who has the money and how can I go out and then attract it into my life by offering something that they need or want? That's really the fundamentals of it. And the cool thing is this subject goes beyond just money. It goes into everything. You know, you don't, if you want to manifest a good relationship or a marriage, you need to ask yourself, who do I need to become that would make a great partner? What does a great partner look like? How do they act? How do they make people feel? Because here's the deal. You can say, well, I really want a partner. I'm alone. I'm not in a relationship. I want that. And then you could meet the perfect person. You could even win them over in all the right ways. But if you are not the embodiment of a great spouse or a great husband, it's not going to last. It all goes back to the person that you become, never what you go out and get. No matter what you want, it doesn't matter. You need to become the person that's going to attract that into your life, not going out and getting it. So if you want more money, ask yourself, who do I need to become to get that earns money? What are these people doing? What are they thinking? This is why networking, This is why coaching, this is why going out and meeting other people that are doing the things that you want to be doing is so powerful. Because we as humans, we evolve through modeling, by watching other people, by learning from others, and then replicating their behavior. It's very difficult to go out and really dramatically transform yourself if you don't have if you don't even know what you're shooting at. One of the best ways to shoot at, you know, becoming wealthier is to model what wealthy people are doing. What are they doing? Are they working jobs? Did they start at a job and then move to a business? Are they investing? Are they learning? Are they reading? Are they doing drugs? Where are they hanging out? How are they thinking? How are they acting? How are they dressing? Everything. It's an entire energetic embodiment. So I want you guys to start think about that today. I want you to ask yourself, what do I want? First off, what do I want most in my life? And who do I need to become in order to attract that? Okay. So I hope, let me know if this was helpful, guys. You can find me on Instagram at TaylorJones_official. Also on TikTok. My email's in my bio, both on both places. Send me an email if you have questions, concerns, you want to work with me. We also have a few spots left, I think four for the Costa Rica retreat, which is going to be March 22nd to 27th for Amazon sellers and entrepreneurs. You guys can go to my website, TaylorJonesOfficial.com. That's www.TaylorJonesOfficial.com.